books.
That's my intro. Okay, so we're continuing now in the Sefer Shari Avoida, and now we're going to a new chapter, chapter Hey. It's a little backwards, but and the chapter is called Am Mikadshei Shevi, which is Negiat to Shabbos. So in the handout here, in the copies, I know it starts from Hey/Ches. I'm starting from a few pages in because the first few pages were the Rambam, just a bunch of Rambams, nothing about the Rambam's Chashev, but Rambam, Kitta Shulchan Aruch, and since we don't do every piece anyways, I figured I'll just jump to start from here. So right in the front there, right? Yeah, it's Mamash in the front. I didn't even copy the first few pages. So we're going to start here from Hey/Ches, which is starting off here from the Stipler, Zuchayin Levracha. Amru Chazal, Ki ois hi beinu veinechem l'doiroi seichem l'odas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. This is a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Yud Gimel, that Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'atot daber al b'nei Yisrael lemer, speak to b'nei Yisrael, Ache shabsoi zay tishpairu, you should keep my Shabbos. Why? Ki ois hi beinu veinechem, it is an ois, it is a sign between me and between you, Lodas, that you should know, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. So says the Stipler, Omer le'akadosh baruch hu le'moshe, matana toiva yesh li beveis genozai v'shabbos shma. Famous Gemara, Masech Tabeah, that says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I have a matana toiva, a good present, beveis genozai in my storehouse, v'shabbos shma. The name of this present that I have in my base Genozai is Shabbos. V'ani mevakesh litno liYisrael. And I want to give it to Klal Yisrael. It's a present for Klal Yisrael. Lech v'hoidiyam. So go and inform them of this present. The Gemara in Bay over there says, you learn from here that when you give a present to someone, you should tell him that you gave him a present. He should know that a present was given to him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that go tell them about the present. Now, before we even go further, you have to understand also why Shabbos is a matana toiva. We're going to see it in a few pieces. It's going to talk about this matana, but just to say over, the Meshech Chachma says that the reason why Shabbos is called a matana toiva more than anything else is that he explains, I think it's in Parshas Veschanan, I think, Veschanan or Ekev, one of those parshias, he explains the difference between Shabbos and the other Mayadim. Shabbos represents Briyas Ha'olam, the creation of the world. Hashem created the world in 6 days, and he was Shabbos on the 7th day, so we have Shabbos. Mayadim, Yom Tovim, are all occurrences that happen to Klal Yisrael. Things that happen to Klal Yisrael. We went out of Mitzrayim, we got the Torah, Sukkot, everything happened to Klal Yisrael. So he says that when it comes to Yontif, a guy has no shaykhis to Yontif. Why would a guy have any shaykhis to Pesach? He didn't go out of Mitzrayim. There's no havamina a guy should ever celebrate Pesach or Shavuos or Sukkot. But Shabbos is something that really even a guy relates to. He's part of a world that was created in 6 days, and Hashem rested on the 7th day. So really, there's no reason why a guy should not have a mitzvah to keep Shabbos as well. Therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah of Shabbos to Klal Yisrael, he says, I have a present for you. A present is something special, meaning it's not a present to give us Pesach. Pesach is something that we experienced and we celebrate, and a guy has no shaykhis to. So it's nothing, I give you a present of Pesach. Pesach is part of Yontif. But Shabbos is something that really everyone could have a shaykhis to. Everyone understands a Shabbos. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and says, no, I'm only giving it to Klal Yisrael. That's a matana toiva. Goy sheshavas is chayv misa, adrabah. A guy is not allowed to even keep Shabbos. And with that, he explains a very interesting Gemara. I forgot all the details offhand. I wasn't planning on saying it. But the Gemara seems to say that if we don't have a a guy bury a yid on Shabbos. If a yid is nifter on Shabbos, so you might think that you should have a guy bury him. On Shabbos, you don't have a guy bury him. And I think, if I remember correctly, the Gemara says some type of lashon that it's a chisaron if the guy would bury the yid on Shabbos. Masha'en kain by yontif, we find the halacha is that on yontif rishon, if a yid is nifter, yisaskul by yavamim, you get a guy and the guy buries him. On yontif sheni, a Jew could even do it. Yontif sheni, a Jew could dig the hole, he can make the tachrichim. On yontif rishon, you get a guy to do it. So the Meshech Chachma says, what's takad pshat? Why does it seem so chomer to the Gemara that on Shabbos, a guy doesn't keep Shabbos, and yet we don't want a guy burying a yid on Shabbos, and on Yontif, Adarab, it's the opposite. Yeah, let a guy bury him, get him buried as soon as possible. So Meshech Chachma explained, because since Lemaisa, a guy does have a shaychus to Shabbos, he does have a shaychus, even though Hashem doesn't want him keeping the Shabbos, and even though Hashem doesn't, a guy to Shabbos is chayv misa, but since he does have a shaychus to Shabbos, so it's a bizayin when he does that burial of the yid on Shabbos. On Yontif, the guy has no shaychus to Yontif, so therefore he's like a zero when it comes to Yontif, and therefore that's why on Yontif yisasku bayamin. So that's just a beautiful understanding in the Matana Taiva. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a present that's specifically for you, meaning it could have gone to everybody, but I'm only giving it to Klal Yisrael. So says the stipler here, Vine lamdu chazal al hidas matana taiva mikra diladas kani Hashem mekadishchem. So he says, where did Chazal learn that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, lech v'hidiyam, go tell them? So says the stipler, it's from the word ladas. Again, Hashem said it's an ois, ladas, you should know. That means to say he was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that Klal, you have to inform Klal Yisrael of what Shabbos is. So if that's where Chazal learned that Hashem was telling him to inform Klal Yisrael from the word ladas, Lamadnu mikan shamatana toivah shel Shabbos hu mashakosuv ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Again, Hashem said, go tell them I have a matana toivah. Where do you know that Hashem said to tell them? Because he said, Ladas, they have to know. What do they have to know, says the Pasuk? Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. So he's explaining that the specific aspect of Shabbos that is the Matana Taiva is Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, that I am Hashem who sanctifies you. Meaning, Ki bizchus shmira Shabbos kodesh keochasai. In the schus of shmira Shabbos, Mashpia Hashem Yisborach Or Kedushosoy Yisborach A Yisrael B'Shefa Rav B'Vechinas Matana Toiva. That in the Schus of Shmira Shabbos, properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia from His Kedusha unto Klal Yisrael B'Shefa Rav, with a very, very large flow. It's going to be an extra dose of Kedusha B'Vechinas Matana Toiva. So the stipler is explaining the Matana Toiva is that when it comes to Shabbos, if you keep the Shabbos, Hashem is Mashpia Kedusha on Klal Yisrael B'Shefa Rav. That's the Matana Toiva. So it's very interesting the way he's explaining it. It's not so much the actual Shabbos that is the Matana Toiva. It's the result of Shabbos that is the Matana Toiva. When you keep Shabbos properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an extra dose of Shefa, of Kedusha to Klal Yisrael. V'zeu b'chla matan schara shamru sham b'gemara shemaysh rabbeinu nitztav l'idiyam. The Gemara over there in Beya handles what exactly, which prat did Hashem want Moshe Rabbeinu to say? So the Gemara says he wanted him to tell them the schar of Shabbos. So the way this type is learning, he doesn't mean the schar in Shemayim. I mean, you get to Shemayim, they're going to give you reward for keeping the mitzvah of Shabbos. Or not only that, he's saying included in the words matan schara is this reciprocal shefa of kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on Klal Yisrael bizchus the shmira Shabbos. That is called the part of the matan schara, and that is the matana toiva. Which sounds like we're trying to, like the way the Meshech Chachma sets things up, but we're contrasting it to yamim toivim. So of course yamim toivim, they give us kedusha as well, asher kedishanu, right, b'mitzvaysav, or So avada there's kedusha, but when it comes to Shabbos, there's this extra dose of kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Klal Yisrael, and that is the matana toiva. Okay, now he brings from the Chidushi Harim, Ma'am Echal Shabbos Mechuyav Misa, Kavachaymer Misha Mekaymes HaShabbos, Shenitin Lechius Chadosha, V'nefesh Yisera, Kimidatay V'loyla Meruba Midas Paranias. Now, I'm not 100% sure of the Hemshech over here, why the Mechaber here puts these two pieces together, but the Chidushi Harim is saying that if you find that Chilu Shabbos is a chiyuv of Misa, if a person's mechal Shabbos, he's mechuyuv to be killed. So kavachaymer, if you're mekayim es haShabbos, shenitin loy chiyus chadosha v'nefesh yisera, it gives a person a new life. It gives a person a nefesh yisera, extra dose of chiyus, an extra dose of life. I say, what do you mean? I mean, I live through Shabbos, but I don't feel it's obviously a ruchnius type of thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving extra spiritual chiyus to the person. Maybe what he means to say, that's part of the matana taiva, that the matana taiva that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives for a person who keeps the Shabbos is this chiyus chadasha. Now, I just wanted to share on the same pasuk, because it's also kedai to know. And the same pasuk that the stipler just brought over there in Kisisa, there is a very beautiful nitziv in Hamek Dover. And the nitziv says like this. The first thing he says is a very interesting thing. He, Grada, learns that this pasuk of Ach Eshabsoisai Tishmairu is not only referring to Shabbos, it's referring to Yantif as well. Referring to Yantif, Shabsaisa means any day that there is Shvisa, that you don't do Malacha. So therefore, Yantif is also a day of Shvisa. Okay, but then he continues, and he says, what do the words mean, Lodas, to know, Ki ani Hashem mikadishchem, I am Hashem who sanctifies you. So it's interesting, before you get to that, Rashi says on this pasuk, that keep my Shabbos, ki oishi beinu veneichem, it is an ois gedoy lohi beineinu, this is something special between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I chose you, lodas ha'umois ba, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Rashi says that the nations of the world are going to know that I am Hashem who sanctifies you, because we have this special kesher of Shabbos, so that's going to show the nations of the world. It sounds like when you put the Meshech Chachma into this Rashi, it's very geschmack. Really, there's the fact that we have a Pesach and a Shavuos and a Sukkot, that doesn't so show anything special about our kesher between us and Hashem. That's something we experience, so we have a Yantif. But Shabbos, who should have belonged to everybody, Hashem says, no, it's only Klal Yisrael, so the world will now know, Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. But says the Hamik Dover, Dechal Dover, Hagorem li Yisrael his Eirus Kedusha. He says that anything that causes to a Jew some type of awakening of Kedusha, Kimoi Beis Hamikdash Uchidoyma, he says usually when you have some type of his Eirus of Kedusha, it comes bo ayedei hispailus midover shebekedusha. In other words, you see a Beis HaKnesses, you see a Beis HaMikdash, you see the Kaisel, you get all inspired. Why? Because you saw something. There's something that caused it, and that cause is what was misomayor you, it awakened you to Kedusha. V'nimso shegam ze hadover misayelikach. So it comes out that physical thing that you saw aided you, assisted you in the Hisaris of Kedusha. He says, Vafilu goy sheroya beis haknesses of Sefer Torah, yasik eza hispailus hanefesh miyidiyasai, shezedavar shevekedusha. Even a guy who sees something holy sometimes realizes he gets some type of hispailus. It's a ruchnius type of awakening that he gets when he realizes this is a holy thing. You see a guy saying, you see a holy person, sometimes they see a big tzaddik. Even a guy is nispal from that. He says, Avol ma she'odam Yisrael yasi kedushas hanefesh b'shabes v'yantif. However, again, he's learning this post talking about Yantif as well. An Yantif and an Shabbos, every Jew is supposed to become nisayrer, awakened. He's supposed to feel some extra dose of Kedusha Belishum hergesh chitzayni. But there's nothing external that's actually causing that. You can't say it's a specific place or a specific person that's causing it. It just happens. What's the difference? Friday or Shabbos? They're both days. Nothing. I do the same thing. I go to shul on Friday. I go to shul on Shabbos. Why on Shabbos is there some type of extra special hisoirus of kedusha? What outside is assisting me or causing that to happen? There's nothing. There's no herchish chitzayni. He says, so where does it come from? Who ois shakodesh baruchu be'atzmai misayeya lekadesh lemisha balis kadesh. You know where it comes from? It comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That the Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself is ma'ir that kedusha to the person who wants to become kadesh on Shabbos. Umishum hachi kedusha zu yikara be'enei Hashem. The pasuk over here is talking about that Shabbos is Binyan Hamishkan or Binyan Beis Hamikdash is not Doicha Shabbos. Binyan Beis Hamikdash is not Doicha Shabbos, even though it's a mitzvah to build the Beis Hamikdash. But Shabbos comes and you keep Shabbos. So the Netziv is explaining what's the difference. Why is Shabbos overriding the Beis Hamikdash? Beis Hamikdash, the Shechina, and everything that comes along with it. Saying our pasuk is coming and answering that. The pasuk is saying that when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash, and that's why he used that specific example. Yes, a Beis Hamikdash could be ma'ira a person to such levels of kedusha, but it's coming from that building of the Beis Hamikdash. The structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Masha'en came, Shabbos, that is Eris of Kedusha, is a much higher level. That comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he said, Eloshin, Lemi Shebal Iskadesh, and we'll focus on that in a minute. Lemi Shebal Iskadesh. If you want to be enveloped in the Kedusha, and you want to be Nisar on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is ma'ir your neshama, and therefore kedusha zu yikara be'enei Hashem. It's much more precious be'enei Hashem. This is a personal shayches. You want to be niskadish, Hashem is going to be ma'ir you, and therefore litches klasias dvarim shebekedusha. Any other things of dvarim shebekedusha, they're wonderful and they're ma'ir a person to kedusha. But it's that thing that's being ma'ir the person of the kedusha. Here, the person himself wants to become kadosh. He has to be on his own because Shabbos is coming. And Hashem then kicks in as ma'ir him. Now in the back here, where they have like Haisafis from him, they write, he writes as follows. He says, on the words, ma'yoyim mi'yoyimayim, what's the difference, Shabbos and any other day? Zehu mashmois nusach ha'tvila, toyameha chayim zachu. Those who taste Shabbos, what does that mean? If you take a taste of Shabbos, meaning you want to be ma'ir yourself to Kedusha on Shabbos, haynu chayim shel hergesh ruchani, chayim zachu, you'll be zoichet to life. What type of life? Life, a ruchnias hergish. You'll have this feeling of ruchnias that he said before is coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he says, he continues, upirish hakasuf. What does the pasuk mean? Lo da'as ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, shemitzvah lo das zois. It's a mitzvah to know this piece of information. It's a mitzvah to know this ulehachin atzmei lekach. If you don't know that's the power of Shabbos, that when you are ma'ir yourself on Shabbos and you want to become niskadish on Shabbos and you want to be involved in tefillah and in Torah and in ruchnias and in divrei Torah and in suda Shabbos and everything that comes along with the beauty and the hergish of Shabbos, if you don't know that if you do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then will give you a chayim shel hergish ruchani, he'll be ma'ir you himself, so then it'll never happen. Ladas, Hashem says, I want you to know ulahachin atzmei lekach, and you got to prepare yourself. You have to prepare. Divloi ze lo yargish kedusha. If you don't prepare yourself to come to Shabbos properly, you won't feel the kedusha. Ulafi ze hamechin atzmei leze hu mekayem mitzvah saseh u mekabel schar al ze ha'inik. So he says like this. You enjoy Shabbos. What do you enjoy about Shabbos? It's not just because you have a day off. Shabbos is a spiritual day. There's ruchnius of einik. Fine. So he says, but if you don't prepare yourself properly, if you don't prepare yourself, you won't have that feeling. But when you do prepare yourself and you get that feeling, you get even schar for that. You get schar for that einik Shabbos. Why do you get schar? Because you only felt it because you prepared yourself. And since you prepared yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then went and was ma'ir that. And you'll get schar because you prepared yourself. V'hainu de'isa b'vei adav tev zayin, matan schayra lo yavidu la'gluye, she'be'emes hi matana toiva, she'mishum einik Shabbos mekabel schar alzeh ha'tainuk, midichsiv ladas. So he's learning pshat in that same Gemara, that when it comes to the matan schara, that means to say that the schar that a person gets for the oinig Shabbos, the Gemara says over there, because the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, like we just saw from the stipler, he had to tell them the matan schar. He had to tell them the schar. So the stipler said, they tell them the schar was the ashpa. But the Gemara says, why do you have to tell them the schar? Because matan schar le'avidu le'igluye. That's not something that they would have found out on their own. That says the Netziv is, what do you mean? What matan schar would they not have found out on their own? Every other mitzvah they know Hashem is going to give schar for. The answer is it's not the matan schar again in Shemayim. We're talking about the schar of enjoying the Shabbos. When you enjoy the Shabbos, you're going to get schar for that. Why am I going to get schar from that? I'm enjoying myself. It's so geschmack. The answer is because the only way you could feel the einig of Shabbos is if you have prepared yourself for the Shabbos. If you've prepared for yourself for the Shabbos and you want to feel that Kedusha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I'm going to be ma'uri you to that Kedusha. And that is what the Pasuk is saying, Ladas. This is something that you have to know. When it comes to Shabbos, you have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare that Shabbos should become should have an effect on you. And when you prepare yourself, which, like he said in the beginning here, that a person, the lashon again was, avom hu shehakadosh baruch hu beatzmai misayeya lekadesh lemisha ba lehiskadesh. How are you a Bali Hiskadesh? That's the Ladas. You have to know to prepare yourself. If you don't know that you need to prepare yourself, the whole thing can't come and work. So here we have over here the stipler telling us that Ladas means that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechuyev to tell us what is going on. Ki ani Hashem Mekadishchem. The Netziv is saying a little bit different. Ladas, you have to know what the power of Shabbos is. Because the only way to tap into the power of Shabbos is if you start the ball rolling. You are ready to bali iskadesh. You want to feel the Kedusha. But the question is, how am I ma'ir myself? There's no Beis HaMikdash that's so glorifying, a Kaisel, a Beis HaKnesses, a Sefer Torah. Those are all physical things that are ma'ir me to Kedusha. But on Shabbos, I don't have those physical things. And yet, I have the potential to be nis'ir to Kedusha if I'm Bali Iskadesh, because that's directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Ladas. Ki ani Hashem Mekadishchem. I, Hashem, am the one who are going to be Mekadish you on Shabbos. If you come, if you don't know it, if you don't know Ki ani Hashem Mekadishchem, so then you're going to say, well, it's just Shabbos. What is it? There's no special Kedusha. So therefore, Ladas, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for Shabbos. And if you prepare yourself and you're Bali Iskadesh, so then Ki ani Hashem Mekadishchem. Okay, we'll stop here for today.